It's February 23rd, 2023. Once again, that's February 23rd, 2023. It's about 20 after 12 in the early afternoon. I just had a couple quick notes I wanted to take. I had watched a BBC presentation about physics. And during that, they talked about entanglement, well, quantum entanglement. And after I listened to it, it kind of left me thinking about something that I correlated with another concept. And the concept that I'm referring to is the concept of the dream catcher analogy. So there was a movie I watched, and one of the lines in the movie said that the individual had a very small garden. And, I guess it relates to the concept of the principles and priorities that a person's life revolves around. But watching this material, or listening to this material, and watching the examples that they gave during the video, during that BBC presentation on physics, they talked about how every interaction you have, both with the world, physical objects in the world, and with companion or I was going to say companions or complete strangers, every interaction you have, it creates connection. In other words, you become entangled with them. And so, I was thinking about how people focus on certain things, so much of their focus and attention become entangled in certain things in this world. I'm not just talking about object things, it can be topics or subjects like conspiracy theories. And so the way I had thought about the dream catcher analogy was the little hoop with the fine mesh within the hoop, the strings. To me, that acts, I view that kind of as a filter. And so then there's strings that go down, there's a bead, and then the feather. And that's supposedly, what doesn't get caught in that filter is what that's supposed to be the bad dreams. That's what's supposed to get filtered out in that dream catcher. So you look at the strings that come down from the hoop, and they have beads on them, and those are supposed to, from what I gather, they're supposed to represent the good dreams that have been passed through the filter. And then, so I think the feather represents, it's like a very delicate, gentle way of passing those dreams on to our consciousness. They fan out and take, have, become present, reside within our consciousness. So, going back to what I said earlier about that line from the movie, ma'am, you have a very small garden. It's about, I guess it's the opposite of having an expanded consciousness, an awakening awareness, and therefore an expanded consciousness, that state, that cycle of being and becoming. So it's like arrested development. They never move past the very ordinary base level of their potential existence. I mean, that's kind of what it meant to me. And, it's kind of, I'm just thinking how powerful that was, that every interaction we have is creating a connection. And of course, in my notes, I think it was Dr. Glass said that what we long for more than anything else is connection. And of course, in my notes, I talk about how we're everything, every existent thing, both in the conceptual abstract and the concrete physical, it's all entangled, in conditioned entanglement, entangled conditioning, and quantum entanglement. It's all entangled. The question for the individual, and this is a point of choice. And I was just talking about the pivot in my material. I was looking at the outline, and I was seeking the pivot. And the pivot I'm referring to was the pivot where it went from the concepts that I was introducing as reality check, and then the pivot to where it goes to adventure training. And when I was looking through the outline, the one that really just stood out was power limit power, and most especially what stood out was the limit, because the limit represents power limit power, the power I choose, the limit bias, the power we agree. So again, power I choose, that's the ability. Limit the bias, that, as far as I'm concerned, could be viewed as a disability. And then power we agree as an ability. And so that limit, that core containment of limit, the bias, the disability, became the pivotal point. If I approach by saying the master's craft is to affect the course of events by affecting the course of thought, so the course of thought being affected, in the word that I've chosen, I'm talking about conversion. The essence of being is becoming aware, an awakening awareness, and therefore an expanded consciousness. So that is the pivotal point. And so that kind of goes all the way back to, well, first it goes back to being entangled. Every interaction we have, there is an effect. There's some level of impact. And it's a connection in some respects. It creates a bond that is entanglement. And so I think, I guess it's just very valuable to be fully aware and fully conscious at every moment in your life, these things that you're choosing to become entangled with. And I guess that goes back to my initial sort of correlation about entanglement and ma'am, you have a small garden. If we limit the range of what we entertain, and okay, so let's go back to, it's not that I know more than others, it's that I ignore less. So I think this really speaks to the analogy of the dream catcher with the hoop, with the fine mesh pattern of threads that are across, that bridge across the hoop, across the middle of that hoop, acting as a filter. So if we are filtering out and therefore choosing to ignore much, then we are not open to new information, new perspectives, new views. That's a limit. See, again, that's the pivotal point. That's the limit. And, you know, I have in my notes, we talk about how a folksy way of saying it is that people are set in their ways. So anyway, with that said, I guess the last thing I wanted to kind of approach was, I'm looking, you know, I'm kind of looking over the full body of the material, and I had in one of my notes IPO, initial public offering, and it's really about if the material doesn't spark an interest in them, then the potential value escapes them. I had it written a little bit differently than that, but that was basically the essence of the concept. And so, you know, I'm looking at that, say, so if it doesn't capture their attention, then the value escapes them. So it's about capturing the attention. And that kind of led me all the way back to two of my early approaches to that. One was a treasure hunt or treasure quest, and the other was a worldwide reality game, so gaming. So gaming, and what's the prize? Treasure. Yeah, so I guess I'm still refining the best approach that I can make and how I'll make that approach. So anyway, I guess in closing, the last thought I wanted to capture was, I remember in one of my previous notes, I had explored the concept of a signal-to-noise ratio, and this kind of is in parallel with the concept of the dream catcher with the filter. So it's about discernment, draw distinction. So I had written in the notes that the distinction, I believe that, so if I'm offering token triggers, and that trigger has impact imparts excitation. Excitation is what captures the attention. The question for the individual becomes, is that significant? So this is the first filter level, I believe. Well, I guess the first filter level is whether they'll even entertain it at the point of if it'll even capture their attention. So that would be the limit. That would be that pivotal point. But then once it caught their attention, you know, inquiry, investigation, it caught my attention, that's the level of inquiry, so that's the first level. But then is it worthy of further investigation? And that's that first level of that filter. So limit, bias, disability. If it doesn't spark enough of an interest, and I know the word I'm really, you know, driving at here is, if it doesn't resonate with them, if it doesn't ring true enough to capture their attention and warrant further investigation, then the value of the material escapes them. So in that approach of looking at the treasure quest and the gaming aspect, I have to find or formulate a way to help others to understand how to resolve that first question once it caught their attention. So that's that initial excitation. Once it caught their attention, it's how to answer that question: is this significant? And in considering whether it is significant, how and or why is that significant? And if I follow the notes of mysticism and pragmatism, knowing is great. That's of potential value. True and actual value is an application only. That's the pragmatic. So that becomes that level of questioning. How could this make a practical difference in day-to-day life, both for myself and for others? And of course, the reason in my notes that I always couple, it's not enough to know, you have to do something with it. So I always couple that awakening awareness, that expanded consciousness, with your practice. You have to establish a practice. So I guess that's really all I wanted to capture in these notes. Signing off.